It's a special episode. It's a special episode, people.
Let's
you
go.
Know, a lot of people have been coming through asking, you know, we want to see the boys. And why do you guys do what you guys do? And we want to hear from you guys.
So we've been hinting about, obviously, going, like, show, going overseas and stuff. So,
where we
in
going?
A nutshell, we're going to be in London, baby.
London.
Officially,
no,
you guys.
You're supposed to do the clap when it's something like that.
Okay.
Get the guys to clap.
With a brand, named Moonlight and West from London, you know, so they'll be bringing you the best creatives in London.
Not to give too much away in terms of who they're recording and whatnot, but yeah, but the first drop is the 18th of June.
No, it's actually, we can, actually.
What? Mention who?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
We'll be dropping
Nesta. Did we get permission?
Permission, bro!
Okay, cool. Tag her. Come on!
The first episode will be Nesta.
Nesta.
To another episode of Quite the Ordinary Podcast. Yeah, it's me, your boy, Earth Too Big, a.k.a. the Artful Dodger, a.k.a. the Big Stepper, a.k.a. the Governor.
A.k.a.
Rich Daddy Kwan. Shout out to your baby moms.
Rich.
Yeah, I said rich, bro.
It sounded like Rick.
Rich. Okay. Rich baby Juan. Yes, sir.
All right.
And got my co-host here. Holler at them.
What's happening? It's Naffy the Creator, a.k.a. Chunky Harry. You're watching to come up in real life.
Yes, sir.
No, not real life. In real time.
Real time, real life.
Let's go.
Oh, you ain't doing the demon in the streets no more?
No. Do you see anyone who's worthy of... worthy of a demon.
Oh.
I thought there was going to be, but it's not happening in this episode.
It's not happening.
Let me get it closer. What are you touching? Cool.
Yes, sir.
Still recording.
Uh-huh. And
cool. Tell us why we're here. Tell us why we're here.
We've got a dope artist in the building, guys. We got Jay-Z in the house.
Jigga.
And Kanye. I was joking.
Tell us your association with P. Diddy. Because he's coming next anyway.
P. Diddy. But
no, Jay-Z. He's the next person to be to be exposed. That's what they say anyway.
Jigga.
Yeah.
Nah, bro, that guy's Illuminati, bro.
So what, you don't think he'll ever get things?
He'll bring down the whole industry.
He's part of the industry. What do you mean?
If they're struggling with Diddy.
They're not struggling with Diddy. Diddy is done, bruv.
Diddy is in... Where is he?
No. So he's
but he's not in the country. He's not in America.
Yeah, he's allowed to be wherever he is until obviously he's like convicted and all that type of stuff. He can still live.
He hasn't been convicted yet.
No. It's just, again, it's just claims, like accusations, etc., etc. We all know it's real. We all know it's true.
Yeah, but he's still...
Yeah, he's still going to live his... Bro, if you knew you're going to prison for life, are you going to sit in your house?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You're going to spend your life in a cell and you're going to sit in the house until...
If there was anyone that was supposed to go, bro, it was Weinstein.
Yeah, he's gone.
But he's out, bro. He's under house arrest.
Since when?
Weinstein!
Nah, I'm going to check.
Harvey!
Yeah.
He's living good, bro.
Like Oscar.
Yeah. House arrest, imagine, dude.
No.
It's crazy. Check it up.
Yeah, I'll look for it. But
West is dead. He ain't dead.
Are you serious? No, guys.
The Iranian president is dead.
I know Thingamabob is dead.
The Iranian president.
No, that guy. What's his name? Jeffrey. Epstein.
Jeffrey. Oh, yeah.
Found hanging and whatnot. Yeah. There's a lot of weird guys in the industry, guys.
His demons came to get him. Yeah.
Yeah. No. But they did it for what? What did they do it for? Like fame, money.
Yeah.
If you're
exactly,
watching,
man.
Bring the money here. It's fine. We'll do whatever, however.
Exactly. We'll do the proper
Tell us what you want us to do, Illuminati.
Yeah. So this is a special episode. This is a special episode, people.
Let's go.
A lot of people have been coming through asking, you know, we want to see the boys. And why do you guys do what you guys do? And we want to hear from you guys. So
if you want to know who asked that, just... The man is imitating a voice for a reason.
Nah, man.
Tell us who of the guests actually sounds like that, huh?
I can pick, bro.
Yeah.
Throw a rock, you'll hit someone that sounds like that.
Jesus. What's happening?
But yeah, man. So this is just as Danny would say, an appreciation video. You know what I'm saying? Podcast, you know. Just reflecting on like the last 8 months and obviously going into what we have planned for the next 6 months, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of exciting news.
Tell us, like, what news? Should we start with that already? Or are you telling people what?
Should we?
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right. So we've been hinting about obviously going like show going overseas and stuff. So
where we
in
going?
In a nutshell, we're gonna be in London, baby.
London.
Officially, no, you guys.
You're supposed to do the clap when it's something like that.
Okay.
Get the guys to clap. There we go.
But yeah, we're gonna be. We have partnered with
Moonlight
a brand,
West,
yeah, named Moonlight and West from London. You know, so they'll be bringing you the best creatives.
Yeah.
In London,
say the UK,
and the
yeah,
UK, yeah, as
yeah,
a whole, yeah. And yeah, so yeah, they saw how, you know, we operate and how dope we're doing our stuff, and you know what, we reached out, they reached out, and we decided, you know what, we should collab, you know what I'm saying, and yeah, we're gonna be doing that. So from June, we're gonna be June, right?
Yeah, 18th of June.
18th of June, not
the first. No, 18th. So the recording is the 8th.
Oh,
the
okay,
first
okay,
recording.
Okay,
yeah. So the two recordings, anyway.
Yeah.
Not to give too much away in terms of who they're recording and whatnot, but yeah. But the first drop is the 18th of June.
No, it's actually, we can actually.
What? Mention who?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
We'll be dropping did we get
permission?
Permission, bro.
Okay, cool. Tag her. Come on.
The first episode will be Nesta.
Nesta.
Yes, sir. Nesta. And they'll have the
music
own,
is dope, by the way.
Yeah,
music is dope.
Music is dope. Go check out. We'll put it in the social and the bio. And so how that is going to be working is that they'll have in-house host there, and her name is Jasmine Wizard. Yes, sir. Welcome to the family. Welcome to the KTO
Shout
family.
Out, Nesta. Shout out, Jasmine.
Shout out Nesta for being, yeah, the first artist.
Shout out Moonlight and West.
Yeah, shout out Moonlight and West too. It's very exciting stuff. So
yeah,
what that would mean is that we're going to be bringing you a whole lot more content on our page. And yeah, look out for that, Moonlight and West. What Quite Ordinary Podcast and Moonlight and West. And yeah.
Let me ask you a question though. Do you think it's a good move and why?
I think it's a good move. And why I think it's a good move is because...
you came up with it.
I didn't come up with it. I love music.
You want to be on your Kanye? Because I'm the shit.
I'm God. Exactly. Okay, I love music and as a whole, you know. Music has really contributed a lot to who I am.
Yeah.
And so I think it's a good thing because, number one, we're putting people on.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? People who usually don't get the opportunity to, you know, share their stories, you know, to tell people how they came up with their music and,
their
you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So coming like from the way we started, you know, in South Africa, that was cool, you know, seeing how people...
Yeah, you
shit,
made that one
stories.
Sound very African, eh?
I know. I had to.
You want
to
make sure?
I had to. We're Africa.
Distinguish between the two. Okay.
But yeah, we definitely had to, like, what was I saying? People liked the fact that we are putting them on in that regard. And so hearing the stories that we've heard so far, man, from like Arno to Saucy to Balwansta, amongst the people I know, to what we had recently.
Tom, to Jedi.
Yeah,
to
Tom
the
Jedi.
The whole shebang, yeah.
Dre, you know? Mm. Their stories,
They're so compelling, man.
Yeah.
And very encouraging. Mm. And so I would love to see like what this collab is going to look like, you know, yeah,
from that perspective.
From that side as well. So, yo, man, I'm excited, man. I'm excited. I'm excited to have everybody on the team. We're now one big happy family, 100%. You know what I'm saying? And we're just going to grow from there. But yeah, so that's the cat out the bag.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be dope. I think it's almost like the vision coming to reality, because there's as much as we were tackling or trying to tackle, let me say, the local market, the South African market, etc. There's so many dope upcoming. What's the word? Is it upcoming artists. Semi-established artists, if I can put it that way? Because these guys have been grinding for years. Yeah, creatives.
Yeah.
And now if we can tap into like different sort of markets, like from a global perspective, then it's creating that community that we're trying to create from that perspective. So I think it's dope, man.
It's gonna be dope.
I think that was a Kanye move.
For
you. You're the one who said I should say it straight. Look at you, my nigga. But I think it's gonna be fucking dope. Tell me, so in terms of, now I'm interviewing you anyway, Chunky Harry on the mic. Because you mentioned obviously you enjoy or the stories have been compelling. Which one has like stood out for you the most?
Stood out. Okay, yeah. Let me check them.
If you had told me about this, I would have also just gone through everything. But thank you.
But we've got the YouTube channels right here, bro.
Yeah,
we've
but we're not gonna watch the shows and everything.
All right. Should we go like from the first one?
Wait, before we go into that, can I ask you a question? Right?
What?
This is also off the back of the shows that we've had.
Yeah.
Most recently.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Most recently, let's say in the past 2 weeks.
Yeah.
What's the craziest DM that you've received so far?
The craziest DM, huh?
Next.
Listen to you.
Just imagine they're not gonna watch this episode. Like,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no. Okay, carry on. Anyway, most compelling.
The craziest one. Okay, no, it's a podcast. I would say it's from my ex, bro.
Yeah, what's she saying?
Oh, apparently she was drunk.
Is that what she said? Shit.
Yeah.
Mm.
I told you.
No, you didn't tell me that. So you see, so you did have a conversation.
I didn't.
When the cameras are watching, guys, you can't lie.
You're drunk, man. Drunk text is a real thing. You must stop it.
No, you shouldn't. You should actually keep doing
it. Nah, man.
It's the best time to actually have to send a message.
That's crazy, dude. Like,
you sort of just wake up.
Don't fumble good people. I'll say that. Don't fumble good people, guys. You know?
But that's not the result of when a drunk text. That's just in general, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In general.
Yeah.
When you got a good person in your life, you know what I'm saying? Don't fumble them. Because now when they're up.
Oh, shit, I don't even know what to say.
Now when they're up, you know what I'm saying? Now you got something to say, but...
Nah, okay, then. That's the craziest one.
We're
not going to talk about what you said.
We're not going to talk about that.
Cool. Yeah, but... Don't worry, I don't get DMs anyway, so I'm good. Carry on, okay, cool.
What was your favorite...
No, you still need to tell me.
Tell you what?
Episode, like...
Dude, I loved all of the episodes. Okay, so...
What stood out the most is...
The first one, obviously my favorite, the one that stood out for me most, I think, was Arno's one, because I think he was the first one to say, yo, I'm in, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And the fact that he just hopped on, you know, zero subscribers, zero followers, bro, nothing, you know, and just for, you know, this guy just to like, see the vision and be like, you know what, guys, I got you. Let's do this, you know. And he's already like had like
can't EPs wait too, out, bro. Can't wait.
You know, he's had EPs out. What, one EP? What, I don't know. But he's had music out. And
no, he's been pushing. Yeah, he's been pushing.
And for him, because he was already like a somebody, and then for him to be like, "Yo, guys, I got you. Let's do this."
Yeah,
that's crazy, man. So that will always be like, great for me. Yeah. And you?
I won't lie to you. I think the my favorite moment strangely enough, or rather my favorite show, strangely enough, is one that I wasn't even a part of. And that's the Gusto one. Man, that guy was pretty... especially when, bro, when you started saying things about, hey, what is it? Pussy over passion?
Yeah.
Passion over pussy?
Passion over pussy.
I'm not saying I could relate, but I think let me just say, I think he said a lot of things that sort of
you could resonate with.
Yeah, I could resonate with.
Yeah.
But apart from that, it was also an opportunity. I mean, there's been a few which, you know, like Izzy, you know, I wasn't part of that. Those episodes for me were dope because I got to see it from, like, the audience.
Outside, yeah.
Yeah. So I wasn't part of the conversation. I didn't see. I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
And I think those ones were like, it almost showed me why, you know, this shit actually,
why
we're doing this shit, if I can put it this way.
Yeah, yeah.
But overall, I mean, all of the guys, man, I think, you know, Preachy as Fuck is my favorite segment because you get to hear what the guys say. Mvula, thank you. I like yours. Yours was dope.
Mvula Dre's one. Yeah. That one was cool.
Yeah, because he pretty much just said, fuck the kids. Who said fuck the kids? No Junior said, Junie. Fuck the kids. Fuck kids.
In this economy, and Vula was just like, having kids?
Like, don't do it. So I think for me, because also, like, I mean, I've always been big on motivation, but I think big on motivation when it's tied with, like, reality. So that's why sometimes I say, you know, if this shit doesn't work, it doesn't work. We had a good time. Not to say that we're not going to push it. And I think when artists come in here, creators come on here and they say, you know what, I'm doing this because I love it. And whatever happens in the future happens in the future. But as long as they're enjoying the journey or experiencing the journey, then it's all good. Yeah, but fuck, I've enjoyed everyone, man. It's been dope.
From Anno to Pila to Kudzi, Saucy.
Yeah, man. Shout out to all of y'all.
Yeah. Shout out to Tondi. Tondi is one Tondi I really, Rams, yeah. I like that one. When he was like, gotta practice autonomy. I've carried that, you know, for a very long time. Bile Wanster.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. The guys came through. Shout out to them because they were actually, funny enough, I think we were a little too corporate, eh?
Yeah.
Because what are you saying? Yeah, you know this. Yeah, I'm saying it in the sense that we reached out to Lonsta and Tewoko first, actually. And we had this whole thing planned out. We're going to have a formal meeting, sit down, talk about the vision and all that type of stuff. Not realizing that I think everyone is sort of like, everyone already understands, you know, what the ultimately what the end goal is for us all from a community perspective.
Which is what?
But we're all trying to make it. We're all trying to collaborate. Like, we're all trying to build collab, that. Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like
build a community and shit.
And the importance of having platforms where you can put each other on is huge because let's get into what Z said last letter, not your ex. which was boo, 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 boo. let's not get into what last letter said.
Big
there.
Z,
you know, she was talking about her. Wow, we have to tend on the line.
She said
T. where she was talking about her music video getting rejected.
Yeah,
if we had created platforms, we were like, okay, fuck, we don't need certain brands. If I can put it, I don't want to say the big brands, but certain brands, to put us on.
Yeah.
Then we can build a community which is big enough for us to all put each other on. Simple examples like the GameStop thing. If anyone has watched that movie or was following the news, it's like a whole community that came against big corporates when it came to the stock market. So if we can all come together and create that type of thing, and that's what I was saying, we're very formal when we came and approached them to say, listen, let's sit down. In fact, I almost had my notebook out to take notes.
So we look like kids.
There's probably a reason why they're just like, hey, yo, now these guys are too serious for us. But I mean, we're learning anyway. And I think that's pretty much the story that everyone tells, that they're also learning. They're just taking it, you know, a day at a time. And so, yeah. But their episode was dope, man. We learned a lot from there.
We did. Putting dope people on. One of my favorites as well would definitely be Freaky.
So it was good.
What up, what up, what up? Who is it? Who's that? Who's
Randy.
That? Randy. Oh, he doesn't like me today, that guy.
We got X the Artist.
Randy.
X the Artist just jumped on. We're about to talk about you.
Yeah, but Freaky's episode, I always say, like, that was the one that, like, put us in high gear, because we were like, once a month, and then after him, we were like, dude, we gotta go, like, every week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because that's when it, like, opened up, you know, and we said, and he said it too, like, guys, y'all are the shit and the urine. You know what I'm saying? Y'all gotta start acting like it, you know?
Yeah.
And don't say you're trying to know, you've already made it, like, 100%. You're inside, you're doing things that, like, that's not being done, you know, and there's such a need for it. And I don't know, like, we felt that need, you know,
yeah.
Hence, that's why we've said, like, we have to do it weekly.
100%.
Because, like, yo, like, the DMs, the messages, the emails, and that's part of the reason why we're doing this episode, because we see you guys, you know what I'm saying? But it's just a whole lot. But I promise you, we're tapping with everybody. We're going to get in with everybody, 100%. And, you know, we're going to sort that out, you know. But, like, literally, we can say, like, June, July, August.
Man, it's
like
already
September,
yeah,
it's already packed, you know what I'm saying? And obviously we just have to weigh here and there and see, you know, like, plan it out accordingly. But we promise that we got you.
We gotta grow the team. You know? We need money. Where the sponsors at?
Talk to the sponsors. Yeah.
You know, no, but you know, that's true. I think the weird thing is, we had the conversation today. And when you watch this, it's obviously going to be next week, but we had the conversation today.
No, it's first week of June.
Oh, shit. Is that when we're dropping? Yeah, I don't know. Nothing. I just came. I'm here as a guest. You know, the crazy thing is, you know, you realize how not strong, we're not yet there, right? But how well-defined a brand is based on how everyone perceives it. Jeez, I'm about to spit some facts. How well everyone perceives it, right? And it's not just perception, but when they talk about the brand, they, like, get it right. As in, they explain it. In fact, they even explain it sometimes better than we do in terms of what we're doing. So I think there's a need. But I think the biggest thing, man, is... we can't do it. Just the two of us. No. Otherwise, we'd be having these conversations ourselves every week. We need you guys. So you guys sending emails, sending your EPKs through, you know, pulling up.
Yeah.
Taking the time to pull up, because, I mean, it's not close, if I can put it that way. We appreciate that big time, because you're the reason why the brand is growing the way it is.
All y'all.
Sorry, I realized I had it on you, and I'm doing all y'all. So it's been dope, man. It's been dope.
It's been exciting. Like, this past 8 months, Yeah, it's been exciting. Like, we've met dope ass people. X the Artist.
Shout out.
He's dope as fuck, man. He's like one of the artists.
Who was the first person who
Dandy.
Who performed? Was it Dandy, and then it was...
Dandy was the first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did X perform?
No.
Shit, bro. So
got to get him back.
Yeah. Because I was trying to... Yeah, paraphernalia. That's my song, anyway.
But...
Oh shit! So we started with Dandy.
Yeah.
What does Z call it? Pretty privilege, huh? Because you pretty came privilege. Up with that after you. Yeah, I see you. Come up with these ideas.
It's pretty privilege. No, man. Obviously, with Dandy, obviously, you know, we had seen some of her performances, and you know our voice, bro.
Yeah.
It speaks for itself. And we were like, imagine we. You know, we had her perform. That would be crazy. And then, you know, it became a thing.
Because
everybody after that was like, hey, dude, I also want to hop on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So you could say X opened that from X the Artist. You know, he had, like, really dope conversations. You know, I really enjoyed speaking to him. Fun fact about him is he's got the what? The only...
He's on the live, bro.
Surname.
So if If you lie, bro.
No, what did he say? Like, he's got
his name is the only person with that name in the country.
Yeah. So, shout
out to him for that. Candelico. Bro. That was hectic,
bro. Just to say that.
I can't get it right. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Then, obviously, Dandy Knox. Yeah. You know, double X at the end of a name, like the porn star. Dandy, what were you trying to say? You know, and then after that, you know, the hardest, like, the person that introduced intros, spitting was Izzy.
I wasn't part of that.
I'm going to do something special. I'm going to fire opening, guys.
Shout out, Izzy.
So Izzy brought that, you know. And then Tom brought the whole chilled, you know. Yeah, the cool kind of thing, you know. Let me play you my tracks, you know what I'm saying?
Which are dope. I still had dope, them. I wanted to leak them for money. His stuff was dope. I can't wait for it to
Tom's,
drop. Yeah.
Tom's shit was dope.
I see you also started promoting some of the singles coming out.
Yeah.
Most recently. Shout out, Tom.
And yeah, he's just a cool cat, man. What did he say? He was this preachy as fuck segment. I was like, don't chase girls, chase the money.
No, that was before. That was before the preachy as fuck. He said it earlier.
But that was something cool that he said.
Remember what he said for preachy as fuck? He was talking about like just jump and the net will appear.
No, that's Izzy.
Was that Izzy?
Yeah.
Shit, guys.
Hey, that's Izzy, Braddy.
You guys are all wise, bro.
Too much wisdom.
Too much.
Then there was.
You sure?
Yeah, I remember that part.
I wasn't there, so you know. I watched it.
You edited, bro.
Yeah?
So
maybe I like that one, Izzy. Thank you. Of it, yeah. Shout out for that one.
Then there's, the energy Mvula and Dre came with.
Bro.
That was hectic.
First man to stand up off the seat.
What the fuck outside,
Man,
I know Dre just came with. Yo, you came in heavy, man. You came ready.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say it, right? But I think, to be very honest with you, probably my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite rapper right now.
Mm-hmm.
Probably my favorite. I have Bablu on my playlist, and I play that like all the time.
Ramen noodles.
Yeah. But he's dope. Anyway. Yeah,
I love his energy, bro. Yeah. Like, even when he was like, bro, I only fucks with people that have got like gorilla energy.
Yeah.
Mm.
You only.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone else, like, fuck them. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that's what he said.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Yeah. I missed that one.
You don't remember?
Eh? Bro.
See, I pay attention, bro. And then there's Spunky Galaxy.
Yeah. Big Spunk.
He brought into his galaxy. I've never seen, like, the event. Still, that event he threw, the Wee Cheese event, still gives me goosebumps.
With cheese.
Wee Cheese. That was crazy, man. Like, it shows just how entrenched he is, not only in his society, like where he's from, but just in this music thing, man. Like, he takes it like. Yeah,
in fact, he takes everything he does very seriously. Eh?
Yeah,
yeah.
When it comes to food, everything, bro.
Everything, yeah.
He's hectic, man. He's definitely one of my favorites as well. Mm. He hollered at us back in December.
That was the first time.
When I heard his mixtape, I was like, shit.
This guy's dope.
Oh, man. Yeah, he's dope.
Yeah.
We definitely, since then, I had to lock in. So, you see, guys, it may take some time, a few months, but, you know, when we check it out, you're like, yeah, man.
Trust
you know,
me, we're listening. And we check it out. Yeah.
We're trying to fit you in. We're trying to fit everybody in. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Who was after Spunky?
After Spunky was Junie. Junie.
The woman who speaks her mind. I was just like, hey, when she pulled the camera here and she said, hey, listen.
Hey.
In fact, let me look at you and tell you what I need to tell you.
What'd she say?
She was talking about it was about brands, yeah. Like
only certain only play the
oh yeah,
role
wait,
play
wait,
the
wait for it. Wait, I got it. Hey, let me imitate.
Let's go.
Only 1% of artists eat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they eat. Only 1%, my nigga.
Are eating good.
10%
have the privilege.
Can, or have the privilege of
pretending
they can eat.
And the rest.
And the rest. Hey, when I heard that, I'm just like, shit, this. This industry is wild, dude.
It's wild,
but
bro.
It makes sense because it's almost like had a conversation with the homie, Big T, Trevor, and we're having
shout out Trevor, young camera now.
We're gonna mention you anyway. and I was explaining to him, it's like it's so crazy how podcasts or content etc. is going to grow in South Africa, right? Because right now we're still at a stage where, I mean, this was like a Twitter chat like a year or 2 years ago. I can't remember where they were talking about. Why is it that all the South African celebrities do everything? They act. Mm.
Mm.
They're artists. They present.
Mm.
They're opening up or creating brands.
Mm.
So it's almost like, I don't want to use the word gatekeeping, right? But it's like the...
tapped in everywhere.
I don't want to talk about Mac G because when he comes at you. But again, let's put it this way: it's like the hardest podcasts that are out right now in the country are all by people who've been in the industry for years, right?
Fact.
And then you go to other countries and stuff like that. Again, similar Joe Rogan and whatnot. He's been in the industry from a MMA fighting sort of perspective. So again, I'm not saying it doesn't happen anywhere else, but you see that a lot of these podcasts actually start to grow from. You're almost like the ground up in different, you know, countries.
Wait, yeah.
And I think like in SA, it's most likely going to happen. In fact, it's going to happen.
Definitely.
So like that 1%, 10% and the rest of us sort of conversation is sort of what the barriers that people are trying to break.
Facts.
Based on the platforms that are being built. But yeah, I can't remember what I was trying to get at.
it's the alcohol.
Want to shout out to. No, I'm not showing the brand.
Yeah, it must pay us. But what was I going to say? The next was that Pretty Girl Youngs.
Pretty Girl Youngs.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Her, what she brought, I don't know, like, was just a whole... I know she just made it so fun.
Yeah, she good vibes. Eh?
Yeah, yeah, she's good vibes. You know, with the whole stand there and then, you know, saying welcome to. That's the first time anybody's ever done that. You know.
Oh yeah, actually, to, yeah. You know, so yeah,
100%. Da 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 da. And that I think was that our first YouTube short. No, but that's when we actually decided.
Yeah, but that's
you know,
when we're like, yeah send it through to us and we're
gonna say
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. She was
and good. That was crazy. That was a nice one. And yeah, man, just her story is also crazy. Like just coming from the small village, you know,
sort of acting, yeah, drama, came, yeah, stage you know, shows, etc.
There was nepotism, you know. I was joking, but you know,
how did you become Sarafina?
Sarafina,
yeah.
for four consecutive years.
Yeah,
but yeah,
but I think the cool thing about her is like, she's not like. Or how she explains, she's not like a naturally gifted singer. So all of her, whenever she sings, etc., she's literally, it's from practice, from learning, etc. And she's dope when you think of that. Yeah,
she's very dope. Yeah. So, yeah, that was also an eye opener. And then there was your job sucks. Big O
for all the haters, and we've seen all three of them haters. this week alone. Huh?
Hey, this week alone, bro. Guys, relax, yo.
Hey, dog.
Damn it.
Bad energy, bro.
Bad energy. Like, if you got nothing good to say, just relax. You know what I'm saying?
Say it like it is. Shut but the anyway, fuck up, bro. Guys, it's so annoying, dude. It's like, how do you you lived your whole life for that moment just to say, "Nah, I don't like this"?
Yeah, that's bro, silly.
You don't like yourself.
I am Kia.
Yeah, listen.
I'm Kia was definitely dope as fuck.
Yeah.
And then obviously you spoke about Gusto. Yo, one of my favorites, Jedi.
Yeah.
Jedi, man, you came with a different type of energy. You know, that was dope as like, he literally just took over the whole episode and I was like, dog, just run with it. Definitely one of my best artists.
Episodes,
right now. You know, he's fantastic. And yeah. shout out to him, and his energy is too much, man. It's great, man. Yeah. And yeah, that's definitely someone and everybody else that we've mentioned, a person that we're gonna, you know,
interact with, work with. Yeah, 100%.
And then lastly, the Pink pop star.
Yeah, she was.
She was dope. Yeah, she was dope. She was the last letter.
Yeah,
you know, very real person. Her
her show was like episode 18, which is my favorite number. So of course.
Yeah.
Shout out to the
last. So shout out to
Z.
Shout out to the big Z.
To the big Z.
Big Zessa.
But yeah, I think lastly, just maybe to end off real quick.
Mm.
So guys, we're planning it. It's not official yet, but mm-hmm. 1 year sort of get together. We'll call it a party, or what you call it, an event.
Want
to get everyone that's been on the show to come through. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily to perform and whatnot, just be there because we want to show you appreciation.
Yes,
everyone that's following, engaging, that loves the show,
mm-hmm.
loves watching and getting to know new people.
Fuck,
bro, just come out. You'll start to see like the posters.
Come out.
I say posters. Why am I making it sound like it's all? You'll start to see the posts. Come up and whatnot, especially if we really push through with it. But mm-hmm. yeah, man, would love the support just like you've been supporting us this whole time. And yeah, man,
it's an underground party for the underground. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So shout out to you guys, and
yes, sir.
Quickly again, so number one, come through to when you hear about the 1 year event. You guys come through. I want to make it like the biggest underground event, for creatives out there. You know, we want everybody to pull through. Everybody that's been on the show, that's got fans, all your fans got to come through. And hundreds. Yeah, and obviously the Quite the Ordinary podcast and Moonlight and West in
June.
Yes, sir. That's a big one. So shout out to them, and please, guys, follow them on Insta. We're gonna tag them and show them as much love as you've shown us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And yeah, that's it. Appreciate as fuck.
Nah, I think shout out quickly. Of course, where we record, just studios. The studios.
Shout Thank out to you, him, man. Shout out to him.
We were looking. I'm not gonna throw shade to another studio that reached out, you know. But yeah, he's made it possible for us to be able to record on a weekly basis.
Mm.
That's dope. Friends, family, everyone that's been supporting, man.
Shout fucking out to you guys.
Dude, you
man.
Don't understand how we need that.
Mm-hmm.
Preachy as fuck. Don't do it.
Shout out to Enoch. Enoch,
yeah, you, bro.
Enoch,
yeah, nah.
He's one of my favorite guys right now. Shout out to you, man. And yeah. But shout out to everybody. Shout out to everybody that's showing love. And let's keep growing. Keep supporting, guys. You know, now you know the vision. We've explained it.
Yeah.
To make this like the biggest platform for underground creatives to hop on and to just blow the fuck up without having to hop through hoops, you know, that the industry really makes you do. But yeah, so you hear this, guys. Please subscribe and like us on Insta.
YouTube, whatever it is.
Whatever it is where you see our brand. And
TikTok.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yes, sir. That was just a quick episode for y'all. It's not even an episode. It's not episode 19, anything. It's just one of those.
It's just an advert. But again, but Illuminati, you can come.
Just bring the money. Shout out, guys. Shout out.
Peace.